La 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 la.
That's pretty good.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Dootin' dootin' wee. Well, maybe we should start now.
Yeah, exactly. We're wasting all of our A material.
That was a mic check. Welcome to Your Artificial Friends. I can't think of a better way to start it. It's Josh Fligger here with me. I'm Andy Chanley, and we've got Sam Farmer and Larry Morgan both on assignment. But we have now begun daily episodes mm-hmm. of Your Artificial Friends. And have you heard yet the theme song? Have I played it for you?
I've heard it.
Okay. Punched up a little bit by my friend Karel Tunador, who's the keyboard player, multi-instrumentalist Ooh. In the Goo Goo Dolls.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's an actual recorded version now?
Yes. He spiced it up just a little bit. Let me play it for you right now.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast where your artificial friends.
I have heard that. I remember the little chimes.
It's fantastic. With the xylophone in
right,
there.
Right.
And it's just...
Is that Silas in the background?
No, that's Karel.
Oh, okay.
It's just fantastic. Yeah, he's doing a falsetto voice to sweeten mine a little bit. But I just absolutely love that. And he does that, sends it to me, and the next morning was Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. And we're watching TV, and going down 34th Street is the Goo Goo Dolls, and he's there on a float. I knew he was out of town. I had no idea
where he was. Great.
But that's the new theme song for Your Artificial Friends. Couldn't be more chuffed about that. We've got the new logo that's on Audio Boom.
Looks great.
I can't figure out how to port it over to iTunes. I'm trying. I'm an idiot.
But
I'm
you did closer. Get rid of the Andy Chanley podcast.
I did.
Right?
Did you
okay.
see that?
No,
I think
seen
I did.
It. Yeah.
At least
well,
that's
you said you did.
That's why it shows up on my iPhone. I don't know. I don't know anything
it's,
anymore.
It's a train wreck.
I'm trying. I'm trying my level best. Anyway.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. We really, really enjoyed it. We'd do a little bit of prep on Wednesday night, mm-hmm. get some things out of the way, a little pie crust here, and some cranberry sauce there. And then on Thursday, just a day of cooking. I made breakfast for everybody, and then we just started into it because it's a long, long slog. We had Papa, the kid's grandfather, Lara's dad, come over, and he kind of hung out with the kids while we were just whipping up a frenzy in the kitchen. And we redid our kitchen a little bit. Did a little renovation on it
right.
Over the summer, and that's a really good idea to throw a lot of money into that right as about the time you're going to lose your job.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to light this money on fire.
Shit. So yeah, we made that wise decision. Hey, look who's joined us.
Hi.
It's Lara. Lara, please come sit right there. Get yourself comfortable. There is a pair of headphones if you'd like them. You don't have to wear them.
Oh, okay.
Because there's not much that
it's
you'll...
Up to you.
Well, you guys are wearing
yeah,
them.
You should,
the pros.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you
team.
Do it and look cool. And here, I think it's right here. That's your volume.
Is that
so you
loud
can turn
enough
that
for
up.
You?
Yeah, it's great.
Good? Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank
this
you.
This is exciting.
I like what you've done with the place. No, I was actually being serious. Andy's had the studio for, 3 years? And up until recently, it's been boxes like, it's like that throughout the whole thing. But so this is huge improvement.
Look around. It's hard to believe it was worse than this. It's pretty astounding.
Is this like the second time you've been in here?
Yeah, I don't do it often.
It's been a hovel. But I was just telling Josh, we were recounting how Thanksgiving went and how what a great idea it was for us to spend tens of thousands of dollars redoing our kitchen right before I get canned. And but the upside of that was we could move around the kitchen without bumping into each other, without being. It was usually
there's
it was,
nothing worse than just a small cramped kitchen, and especially like around the holidays when you got six things going on at the same time, little kids running around everywhere, and just like, stay away from the stove. Somebody's going to get burnt.
I know. I didn't want our kids' memories growing up of Andy and me saying, get out of the kitchen, which is what we do every day.
Basically my memories
yeah.
of my life. Get out, Josh! Put the ball down!
But it was great moving around there and fixing everything. We had the room to do everything. We got the new appliances. The stove is amazing, and it's we've got Viv, who's 2 1/2, 2 3/4, and like the front of the oven was going all day long, and the front of the oven is cool to the touch. So it was great that she could come in and watch the different stuff cook. So it was just a dream. Some music going in the other room.
Yeah. I got a Thanksgiving appliance story. So we did our Thanksgiving dinner it was just the three of us. So we did it around 6 o'clock, just like a regular dinner.
You and Cindy.
Yeah, me, Cindy, and my boy Owen, who's 5. And like I told you guys earlier, he just wakes up and immediately just starts running. just run. Dad, I want juice. Run. So I'm in there cooking, and I was making the gravy, okay? And I'm on maybe drink number 2, feeling good. Got the dish, and I'm doing the dishes in the dishwasher as we go along, because I hate having a messy kitchen while you're still cooking.
Thank you.
Is this year? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this year.
This was this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lara subscribes to that. She wants things cleaned up as you go. Yeah. I just want it piled up.
No, because then the next morning you got to start clean all that crap up again. It's just get it in there and get it out of the way.
I agree.
So I'm making I did a giblet gravy.
Explain to Lara, who's a vegetarian, what a giblet is.
It's the gizzard, which is this meaty, weird, fleshy thing that the chicken uses to grind the corn in its neck.
And they purposefully swallow rocks.
Yes.
To get them, little pebbles, to get them in the gizzard, and they help grind up the food as they eat it, they grind up the corn.
Oh.
When I was little, my parents would go to Kentucky Fried Chicken in Greenwood, Indiana, and order a quart of gizzards.
Oh my God! Do they remove the stones?
Fry them?
Yeah, fried Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I can see it wasn't bad. I mean, it's that the giblets are that the heart, the liver, and then the neck.
The neck, yeah.
And the neck meat was amazing. Yeah. So you boil all that. Anyway, I'm making this gravy, and Owen's running around all over the place. He comes tearing, and every time he comes in the kitchen, I'm like, get out of here. There's hot stuffs. Quit running around the kitchen. I'm not playing ball. Stop. And he's like, okay, I'm sorry. And he runs back 5 minutes later, comes running back in the kitchen. Well, the last time he comes running in, and he just goes flying across the kitchen and smacks into the door, full speed. And I see him, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? So I start yelling at him. I'm like, settle down. What are you doing? And he goes, no, Daddy, it wasn't my fault. And I look over my dishwasher. Line had broke, and there was water all over there. So he had run across the kitchen and then tried to stay balanced and slid on his feet and went smack right off the door. And I started laughing so hard because he splatted. It was like a cartoon. He was like, had his arms spread out.
Wily Coyote.
Exactly. So
that'll
I had
teach
to,
him.
So that my dishwasher died on Thanksgiving. Oh,
sorry about that.
That's all right.
That sucks. That's why you had to go to Home Depot.
Yeah, actually, since the sound closed, I have lost 2 or 3 appliances. I feel like they all lost their will to live.
See?
Once I got eliminated, they're I don't want to do this anymore.
The universe knows.
Exactly.
It just knows.
When it rains, it pours.
Well, I'm sorry you couldn't have been around earlier when I put 2-part epoxy paint on my laundry room floor.
I'm just as sorry. That would have been amazing. I'd love to watch you do that.
That's what I did more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day today. Were we in the middle of a discussion?
We were just talking. I don't know. We were talking about
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to have Lara in here today. We'll call it a woman's touch. Lara has been listening to the podcast. I don't know if you've listened to all of them, but you started at the beginning and then...
Almost all of them.
Yeah, okay. Because there are 16 or 17, 18 okay. volumes by now. I have no idea. I've lost touch.
Maybe 10.
We've stopped counting numbers.
That's more than me.
But she has both carrot and stick for us. Because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've been generally complimentary about how it's been going.
Absolutely. No, you guys are funny and brilliant, and I always love listening. But there have just been a couple episodes lately that... irked me a little bit.
Well, before we get to that, I get the flavor you like Sam best. Of the four of us,
No, I mean, I like Sam a lot, but I don't choose favorites.
Is it Josh?
No favorites. There's no favorites here.
It's not Larry, is it?
It's like, well, it's like Sam, Josh, Larry, and then...
Where do I rank?
You're kind of a bit somewhere down there, but I mean, you're all right.
But I'm in the top four. Good.
Depending on the day.
The first beer episode
yeah.
is something that Laura, she came home the other day and said, so I've been listening, and I like all the episodes, but... This one with the beer and queer one, I didn't appreciate that very much. I think you can do better. And now, for people who haven't listened to that, I should explain what happened. We decide, why don't we open a beer that we haven't tried before, mm-hmm. and we'll do that at the beginning of the episode, and we'll sip it as we converse about things, and at the end, we'll give our thoughts on the beer. Well, the beer that I open... is 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's more than wine.
It was a liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this, I had a triple Bock something. I have no idea. It was stout. And I'm drinking it, and I take the first sip, and you can just feel the cells on the top of your brain, you know, blow off.
It's that extra special heat that goes down. Yeah.
So, but it was a smooth drinking beer, so it didn't seem like it was that high alcohol, but I could tell pretty quickly that I'm... is it because I'm talking so much that I'm feeling lightheaded or, you know, that I'm aware of it? At any rate, the first words out of Josh's mouth after we've sipped our beer and set them down is, so what's queer?
So you guys didn't plan that? That
no.
Was on the agenda?
No.
He was watching the news and he saw somebody talk about LGBTQ.
Right.
And how the queer has become one of the... gender designations or orientation designations. And he's like, when I was a kid in Pittsburgh growing up, that was a word that has, we've realized since then, is hurtful. You know, playing games.
Yeah, you didn't call like, people that.
What was the name of the game that you play when somebody has the football and everybody tackles?
Right.
Smear the.
Exactly.
And it was, we realized later that that's hurtful. And we grew up and we matured and we matured as a people and realized there are certain things you say that really hurt people's feelings. And so we handled it like an infant with a firecracker. It was
while drinking.
But at the same time, it felt to me like we handled it fairly.
Well, I think that's your white man perspective. Yeah, I know that that's how you feel. I think the question is a valid, legitimate one, and we could all benefit from more understanding. And I know you two are both, you know, good guys, open-minded guys, mm-hmm. and your heart was in the right place. But to me, it sort of reeked of like two white men sitting around drinking beer and burping. What's with these queers?
Just like the Alex Lodge.
I just think you're both better than that. I want you to be your best.
I think we started off trying to explore why that word... Why, to me, it was like, I just didn't understand why that word was
It's a word you would never use.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never, ever, ever use for fear of hurting someone's feelings.
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden they were embracing it, and I was like, I don't know, what happened?
And that's what we came around to. I don't know if you stuck around for the rest of the episode, but it's perhaps we imagined in our ignorance that it's something that's being reclaimed and taken. People are taking pride in it because they feel like that is ground that they should own and not be afraid of.
Fair enough. I just, there was a little bit between the burps and everything.
Well,
was a little bit of mocking.
But you know,
how did you feel about kink at the end of that?
Well, that was also
wasn't that
like,
a little too much? Is kink, I don't think, I'm still, I'm sorry, I'm gonna, kink, that's not fair. You can't just say kink. That's just like a thing. It's
because,
not,
let's
but
face
again,
it.
You're a white straight man. So, you know, let's...
But kink could include quite a few of us on
It's
on,
such
on
a broad term. It's just kink. It's like, well, that's not a thing.
Something you said just a second ago, though, Laura. Mm-hmm. The burping. The burping into the microphone. That happened once or twice. That was a little bit too much?
A little too much, yeah.
So that's sometimes what happens in a beer episode. I hate to drop this on you right now. you are in a beer episode.
Oh.
Excuse me just a second. I just have to run into...
So he's going to get the beer. I stopped and got a couple. What are... Do you like beer?
I do. I don't tend to like... Andy's big on the IPAs. I don't like the hoppy beers.
I did not get an IPA. Oh, awesome. They're good. Sometimes with an IPA, I notice it's almost like gives you heartburn after a while, right?
I just don't like that bitter taste. But other than that, I do like
both. I got one of them is a wheat beer. I was told
I like wheat beer. Yep.
And then the other one is kind of a fancy, since it is in the morning here, I got us a fancy breakfast beer.
All right, breakfast beer.
Which are really kind of the best beers in the world. Was there any other criticisms?
We might have to wait till Andy's back on this. For that one, no, I think that was it. But then the Thanksgiving episode, Andy kind of claimed credit for a lot of things in that episode.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's another one.
So, what are you guys saying? Were you talking about me?
Yep, we just finished talking about you.
Yeah, and I noticed he didn't bring that one up, the Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, no, we were going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're going to do while we're having the beer.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Here you go. There's a glass for you, Josh. Glass for
you. Thank
you. Sweetheart.
Bottle opener right there.
All right.
Oh, and what did you... Oh, look at these. The Wells...
Oh,
banana bread beer.
It's a breakfast beer.
We've had that one before.
Oh, you have?
It's still AM. Should we have that one first?
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
Should I say what the other one is as well?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, an orange wheat. It's your call. You're the guest.
Well, you know I'm... orange wheat.
Orange wheat?
I'm all over that one, yeah.
Where's the opener?
Right here.
It's right there. Rita Wild got me this opener from, I think from Graceland? Or from Sun Records? Somewhere.
It looks like a guitar for you people that can't see the opener.
Yeah.
Hence the Graceland.
And I think is this the one we had on the fridge? It's a magnet on the fridge. We have it on the fridge.
It's a nice color.
Oh, it's
beautiful.
Lovely. Oh, and the smell. It's fantastic. One for you.
These both could kind of be breakfast beers, right?
Yeah.
It's like orange juice. Thank you.
Drinking before noon on a Sunday? I'm all about it.
I was going to go to the gym after this. I didn't know this would be happening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ruin your day?
No, that's all right.
So here's to you.
I'll never say no to
cheers.
Bread. Cheers.
Oh, that's great. We've had another... Didn't we have another one from Strand? I don't remember
which
one.
This is
good. But this is... it's lovely. Yeah. So, the Thanksgiving. There are a couple of things that Laura had a beef with.
All right.
I should find the text. Where's the specific words that she used...
No, you don't need to read that, because whenever you do this, you do my voice.
Does every guy have a voice for his wife? And it sounds nothing like my wife's. Here's my wife's voice. Josh, what are you doing all the time? She sounds nothing like that. But I think every husband has this voice.
I forget what your voice is like. In my mind, it's like metallic grinding. I'm kidding. I love you. Uh-huh. So she sends me a text. The upshot of it is, really? You took credit for the stuffing or the dressing waffles? Really? That was the upshot of it. It's your contention that you invented these or
no,
you suggested
I don't
them?
Ever claim to have invented them, but I'm the one who brought them into the Chanley household. It was me who found the idea and it's,
where did you find
it? It's a genius
Pinterest.
Idea.
Oh, how Pinteresting.
But you, the way you talked about it was like, oh, I just had this brilliant idea one day and I decided to do this.
Well, hold on. I could say... You could walk out in our yard and say, you know, it would be a great idea if we had a swimming pool. But if I dig it... Who gets credit for the swimming pool? You or me?
But that's not the story you told. And, you know, even Sam Farmer pointed out, like, it wasn't like he just sort of tried to claim that he, you know, it was his idea. He actually had the whole story about, like...
But I did it. I did it. You had just had Viv.
Yeah.
And I was the one who put that together.
Well,
I did that.
Right. I did it too.
I told you about the idea, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm glad it's catching on and everybody should experience
do you guys
the joy
use
of the dressing waffle.
An electric waffle maker, or do you use like the one?
Oh, no. Yeah, electric.
Mm-hmm.
So Cindy got one, a mini waffle maker, like a year ago. And I was like, oh, cool. That's something we can stick in the garage for a couple years and never use. So sure enough, that last episode, he mentioned the stuffing waffles, and I was like, yes, I'm finally going to get this waffle maker. And it's like the size of like a really big cookie, Okay, so it's not very big.
Oh, and you clamp it together?
It's electric. It's electric, but you just put whatever in there. It only makes one little one.
Sure,
but it was perfect. We did them for leftovers, right? And they came out amazing. And what I thought of afterwards is if you get two of those, okay, and then make a BLT in between.
Oh. Well, you know,
you can use a sandwich.
Yeah, you could do like the Thanksgiving leftover sandwich with the cranberry sauce.
You did suggest that idea.
Yeah.
You like to run everything a little bit of cranberry sauce.
So she stole my idea for that one, too. She stole the sandwich. Is that her idea?
Yeah.
Damn it. She got all the ideas before. Is it possible that we both had the same idea?
We haven't done a dressing waffle sandwich before.
But you suggested that the other day.
Did I really?
Out of the blue.
Oh, it's so brilliant. I don't even know.
The other transgression that I'm told I made is that I discussed our entire vegetarian buffet.
No, you didn't discuss the entire.
Without talking about her cranberry sauce.
No, you didn't mention anything I make.
What?
You only discussed the things you made, and it made it sound like you just cook our whole thing.
Oh, I didn't say sweet potatoes because I don't like
sweet potatoes. Well, I always do the cranberry sauce, the sweet potato casserole, and the pies, and you didn't mention any of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay.
The pie was lovely this year.
Well, thanks.
It was fantastic.
You did half the pie, to be fair.
I made the crust.
You made
the butter crust, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Made that from scratch.
I can't do it. I tried to make a crust before. It's a big ball of crud. It never comes out right.
Oh, what, did you refrigerate it?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I tried it like twice, and I said, screw this. I'm never
doing
this
again. There's an art to it.
Yeah.
You got to go butter crust.
Right. And you got to like cut it in, right? And then you
can't. Yeah. Well, we use the KitchenAid mixer with a hook and let that do it by itself. Right. And then and after that's done, then you take it and you put it in the fridge overnight or whatever.
You know what I meant to discuss during that Thanksgiving episode? Eliminate Thanksgiving. We're just going to say holiday pie. Because if you say what's the go-to Thanksgiving pie, everybody's going to say pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
But what is the quintessential holiday pie?
You mean what would most people say?
What is like the one pie that you have to have around the holiday? I'm talking Christmas too.
What about you?
Well, I have to have pumpkin on Thanksgiving, but other than the apple, but we don't do it every year. But I do love an apple.
I don't think apple pie is like holiday pie. That's like a summer pie.
Oh, really? But but apples are in season.
It's right. Pie. Well, it's like the 4th of July pie.
Well, because it's all American, but apples are actually in season in the fall. Winter,
yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Well, for me, what's my favorite pie?
Yeah.
It's one that I can never get.
Well, no, it's got to be a holiday pie because you can't be like blueberry. Because that's not a holiday pie.
Well, I don't know when
that qualifies as a holiday pie. Pecan pie?
Yeah, pecan pie.
Pecan pie is high up there.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, pecan pie is right in there.
I make a pecan pie, except I use walnuts.
So you make a walnut pie?
Well, yeah, but it's a pecan pie.
You would like that. You like your walnuts. Not,
the flingers still call it a pecan pie.
With English walnuts, not black walnuts.
I don't know. What's the difference?
The color and the taste.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Nobody knows about black walnuts.
Black walnuts are, well, first of all, black walnuts, we had neighbors when I was growing up, friends who had a black walnut tree. And the fruit is, well, it starts off looking like a green racquetball. It's about that size. It's this big green ball, and then those fall off, and rot, and you know they turn black and ashen. The coating on there that's like, I don't know, 3/8 of an inch or a half inch thick.
Yeah.
That all falls away, and if you get it on you, it's like you're stained. And then the walnuts
about.
They're hard and very hard and wooden, and then you open up the inside of it and the nut meat, which is fun to say, rarely comes out in one piece because the shell is so hard and so thick inside there that you have to like pick it out. It's really hard to get it out. And there's invariably one of those hard pieces of shell that, you know, you as try as you might, will get left in with the nuts. English walnuts, the tan ones, by comparison.
Just regular walnuts?
Yeah. Those break open easily. You can get like two halves out of there, and it's easy to do. Black walnuts have an ashy flavor, a dark ashy flavor that I really like. And there's one place in town where you can get a black walnut ice cream, It's Mashty Malone's. You know where Mashty Malone's is? It's on La Brea, just north of...
Between Sunset and Hollywood. It's been there for years.
You walk in there, and there's the Ballad of Mashty Malone written on the wall, and it's this horrible poem. There once was a man named Mashty Malone who liked ice cream together alone. And it goes on forever. It's just dreadful. But that's the only place I've been able to find that. So I'd be willing to. The other, what I was getting at, things that are hard to find that I personally enjoy. Uh-huh. Like, I'd love to have black walnut ice cream, but boysenberry pie.
I've never had it.
I don't Nobody makes Mel's. Not... Mel's Diner makes it, but it's that jelly like stuff.
Is boysenberry an actual thing,
It was invented by the Knott's Company.
Oh, really?
You know what? You're right. Mike Sherry brought that up to me like a month ago.
Some hybrid thing.
It was invented in was like either Burbank or Pasadena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the farmer that created them, I think he did it in like Burbank or Pasadena or something like that.
Yeah, that's why it's hard.
I didn't believe him, so I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it had all the. Interesting. And I quickly forgot it.
And isn't it true that the Knott's people that started out as a farm with a fried chicken restaurant?
I don't know about the fried chicken thing, but I know they started as a farm.
I think, was it Dave telling me this story? When they used to serve, they had a restaurant right there.
Yeah, they still do.
And they would
serve
fried chicken. Yeah. And I mean, this is like 100 years ago. And it became so popular that people would all come there on Sunday night for this big chicken dinner. I probably have a lot of this wrong. Correct me on your Artificial Friends Facebook page. But then... people would wait so long for their turn to eat that they put, you know, a merry-go-round and stuff outside so the kids could play and keep themselves busy, and that idea grew into this big amusement park. Does that make sense?
I don't know, but if you made that up, I totally believe it.
I lied. If you did,
I'd be like,
it sounds like one Dorito.
I would go home and tell my wife, you want to know the history of Knott's Berry Farm? Here's what happened. It all started back with chicken. 100 years ago, it was a chicken farm.
It has that cachet.
It does. It sounds completely true. I hope it is.
Was there anything else from... So boysenberry is your answer.
Yeah. What?
You can't find it. You can't find boysenberries anyway. If I was going to have the quintessential holiday pie, that would
have be. Have you ever even seen one? What do I look
like?
Well,
yeah, they found
not
one
fresh.
For me for...
it always comes canned.
But didn't you find one for my birthday?
Yes.
Dupars?
Did I get that pie? Dupars. Dupars. I think there's one over the hill, but there's one in Studio City.
What's it closest to, the pie, a boysenberry pie?
Blackberry, blueberry? Okay. Mm-hmm. No.
It looks like a blackberry, but it's more blue.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't think it's anything special.
I appreciate your honesty.
The hard-to-find stuff.
Yeah. Was there anything else over these last first dozen and a half episodes?
No, those were the big ones. Yeah.
So don't belch into the microphone.
All right.
It's hard to do, isn't it? Give us a little one. Just a tiny one.
No. I can't burp on command.
Okay.
That's it. Other than that, I'm really enjoying it, truly. You guys are doing a great job.
What are your thoughts on the Orange Harvest from the Strand Brewing Company? Premium handcrafted.
I really like it, and you know why? Because it's not too orangey. You know what I mean? Sometimes when they do these weird flavors, they can. It's like the first sip, you're like, "Wow, it tastes really good," and then like three sips later, you're like, "Ugh!" Just now, I just feel like I'm drinking beer and orange juice.
Well, you know what I think the secret to that is, Josh?
What's that?
It's a wheat beer brewed with orange zest.
Uh-huh.
Zest right there.
Mm. Orange sass.
Zest. That's only 4.88% alcohol by volume. I like that. I like when you can get a beer that isn't a punch in the face. You don't have to, you know, drink out of a brandy snifter, and you have one of them, and you're ready to go home.
Right. I like having like four or five.
Yeah. That's essentially what he's saying. Yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready to move on? We have precious time. Can you throw that somewhere or douse it? Can we have it in the same?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh.
We don't have
guy.
All day.
This will teach you to let a girl
here,
into
now
the
you
studio.
Can get a burp going.
We've got...
Right there.
Oh, all right, thanks. Nice. So this is the banana beer.
Banana bread beer.
Yeah. Someone just posted on my Facebook feed that they had one of these, and they said they weren't bananas over it.
Have we had this before, or am I imagining that?
Okay. There's another beer that's like this. It's Hopf, H-O-P-F, has a banana note to it. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Remember we had that at the grill?
At the grill, yeah.
Yeah. And this is taking that to...
It's a little darker, a little more golden-y.
Oh, this is fantastic. It smells like banana. By the way, for Thanksgiving, I dehydrated a bunch of things. I went out to the garden.
Yeah.
And for my dressing, my sage dressing, which is a variation on what my mom used to make, because she would take giblets, as you described, and boil them in a pot and take that broth, and she would then put that over torn up bread and celery and onion and mix all that together and bunches of sage right. that she would add in there. Well, I do all of that without giblets because my wife and children are vegetarian. Went out to the garden, still had plenty of sage from the season, clipped a bunch of it, got the food dehydrator. See it right up there? The dehydrator and jerky maker.
Oh, right beside the giant football trophy.
The fantasy football trophy, yes.
Ridiculous.
I took that, and Silas helped me. We filled that with sage and rosemary and dehydrated it on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, and then had fresh sage to make my dressing with, and it was absolutely fantastic.
So good. We've gone through, just the two of us, because the kids don't eat it, we've gone through, what, 2.5 cast, big, like the big rectangular casserole dishes of that in the last 3 days since Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
For every meal.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Oh, we made the waffle with breakfast, and then you cook it an egg, you know, over medium.
Oh, on the waffle.
Yeah.
Such
it's
a good
dynamite.
That's insane. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's like a bubble and squeak, but waffle style. It's fantastic.
Oh, that sounds really good. Now I'm all depressed that I didn't do that.
I feel we're changing lives with this.
Yeah, it really is life changing.
Banana-y.
This is amazing.
It's like drinking a banana.
This is good, but this falls into the category of one and done.
You can only drink so much.
Yeah. You don't want to spend a night on the town with the
girls. I got shit faced on banana bread beer. Wake up in the morning smelling like a drunken bakery.
I can only imagine.
Just coming home to my wife slosh. Whenever they end these, just pounded the banana bread beer. It was flowing, babe.
I can only imagine banana bread farts. Or the absolute worst. What I was going to say is I dehydrated some bananas to make some banana chips in there.
It did not turn out.
I guess you got to leave it going overnight. But I was worried about this, you know, this, I don't know, 500 watt hairdryer basically that's going on my kitchen counter. I didn't want to sleep with that on because
right.
it generates heat. And I'm like, I don't feel too good about that. And so I ended up shutting it off, and it turned black.
You didn't want to admit defeat. So the fact you sat there.
Put it in the oven.
He's like, I'll eat that. 2 days later, I'm like, can I throw that out?
When I was a kid, I remember first discovering dehydrated apples, right? Dried apples. Mm. And I was like, these are amazing. And I asked my mom, like, what is this new thing? She's like, oh, they're just dried out apples. And I'm like, oh. So it was summer, and like the next day, I was like, I want some more of those dried out apples. So I just took an apple and cut it up, put it on a plate, and put it on my stairs outside so it would sit there in the sun. And I let it sit out there for like 3 hours, and then I came out and it was all brown. I'm like, looks done. And I just ate it all. Well, who knows what bugs were crawling?
Rotten apple.
Yeah. Flies washing up on that
exactly.
all day long. Did you ever make a shrunken head out of an apple when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, you core an apple, right? And, or you didn't even have to core it, I guess, but it helps to dry it out. You take an apple, you peel the outside of it, and you then hang it up on a string.
Okay.
And it dries, it turns brown, and it looks like a tiny voodoo head.
My grandmother had one of those hanging in her house. Like my whole childhood.
Really?
Someone had made a doll out of it. Uh-huh. So it had like a dress, and it was just, and the thing freaked me out. It was just gross. It was shriveled.
It's dreadful.
It's weird.
Yeah. But then I took, you know those little push pins that just have the BB size balls at the top of it.
Right.
Took black ones and poked those
in. Like map marking pins. Yeah. Those,
those dead shark eyes. and then the best part was I took a toothpick. And the toothpicks, the kind of toothpicks that come and they're pointy on one end and they get flat on the big end. You know, the old, old fashioned. I took those and painted them white. Jeez. Or yellowish, and then I would take them and stick them up and do implants.
I'm gonna make one of these right out in my garage, and I'm just gonna hang it in Owen's bedroom in the middle of the night. See what happens in the morning. This beady brown, rotten apple head staring at him.
Oh, and then you could take hair and put it on there.
That's too much.
Yeah, it's great. This is great holiday fun. We're just. we're two holidays on from this, so plan for next year. Well, Laura, thank you so much.
No problem.
For coming by. And any thoughts on the banana bread beer?
Yeah, this is my jam. I really like this. But yeah, it is something you can just drink in small quantities.
Right. It's brewed with bananas,
And bread.
You definitely
and
taste it.
It's done in Bedford,
It's filtered through
Havelock
banana
Street,
bread.
Bedford, UK. There you go. Leave it to the Brits. Thank you for joining us for this. Coming into the Lions, you're the first guest, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
On the program,
out of the four. Yeah.
Yeah. So
next time we can call you too. We got
We got the phone thing.
If you want to hang out with the kids, we can just give you a call.
Sweet. I don't even have to walk the 3 yards from our kitchen door.
You could have totally phoned this in. and you missed it earlier. I played the theme that Carell helped fix for awesome. Your Artificial Friends. It's fantastic. I have to burp so badly.
Do it.
Talk amongst yourselves so it doesn't go on the podcast.
You need one of those buttons like you have in radio.
A mute button, I know.
Yeah. Cough button,
a burp button. A burp button, yeah.
Oh, boy. Thank you, everyone, for subscribing to Your Artificial Friends, the podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom. Tell a friend about it if you think anyone could possibly care. And what else?
Follow us on Facebook.
Your Artificial Friends. Any thoughts? By all means, go there. We check it periodically. Didn't check it today. Should have.
I think I did.
Well, anything you want to share?
I always... no. Somebody liked it.
Go and like that page, Your Artificial Friends on Facebook. And how can people get a hold of you?
You can reach me at joshuajfligger@gmail.com.
And I'm Andy_Chanley at Twitter. So do that. And we're now a daily podcast, as long as I can keep muster up. Nice. Some of them are just the Andy's Almanac. And some of them are that and other things, but by all means, put it in your feed so you're listening. Get in the habit of doing that every morning on your way to work or whatever. Not when the kids are around, because every now and then we, say shit.
F-bomb in there.
Yeah.
Can you do one G-rated episode so Silas can listen?
God. That'd be so
hard. I say we
should do one for the kids.
We should do one for the kids.
Let's do one for the kids.
That would be fun.
Okay. All right, we should plan on doing it.
All right, good.
Maybe we'll read a story or something.
Ooh, we can bring back the bedtime story like you used to do.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we'd have to probably edit it out. Yeah. Somebody would be coming after us for copyright.
Yeah, you have to write your own story.
Yeah. Have the shrunken head in mind and write a story for Owen. I think that's it. We'll be talking to you soon. And thanks again for listening to Your Artificial Friends.